USA Radio News.
President Trump had a conversation with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday regarding tariffs and taxing our imports. This, as many investors are worried that the United States might be involved in a trade war with other countries, including China. Congressman Jim Renacki says our trade policies currently are unfair.
You travel the world and you find out that American goods, you know, we pay 20% or 25% or 10% when they go to other countries, but 2% when they come back. It's just unfair right now.
President Trump is expected to announce his Supreme Court pick a week from today. Count Congressman Chris Collins as one of those excited for the president's pick.
We're going to see another great conservative constitutional judge like Neil Gorsuch. And I think when push comes to shove, we're going to get 2-3 Democrats, which is what we got the last time. And hopefully all the Republicans, but and I don't think there'll be litmus test type of questions.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. 2 premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get 2 premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
A man's been arrested for allegedly planning a 4th of July terror attack in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The FBI says it started getting reports a year ago that the man was making statements in support of Al-Qaeda.
Facebook posts, quite frankly, were disturbing.
FBI Special Agent Stephen Anthony says the suspect is a U.S. citizen named Demetrius Pitts.
As he was expressed a willingness to conduct a U.S.-based attack.
They say Pitts was arrested after the undercover investigation had him walking downtown Cleveland streets, conducting reconnaissance on what he thought would be a large-scale attack on the 4th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Coffee drinkers take note. Coffee and a longer life are linked once again. That's according to a study done on nearly 500,000 British adults. The study showed that coffee drinkers have a lower risk of death over a 10-year period than those who abstain from coffee, even those heavy coffee drinkers who drink over more than 8 cups a day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Roseanne Barr spoke up for the first time since her TV show Roseanne was canceled in May after she made some controversial remarks on Twitter. In the podcast interview, she did say she planned on reaching out to Valerie Jarrett.
It's once again about right words, and you've got to do a lot of meditating and praying for the right words, and I just don't know what the right words would be.
Barr also said she feels bad for the people that were affected by the cancellation of the show.
I was, you know, very upset about hurting things that I care about and hurting people that I care about. I wanted Jaden specifically to have her job because I love her, and I did not want her to suffer because of me.
And regarding ABC starting a spinoff of the show without her and her not receiving any compensation?
Not signing off of my own life's work and asking for nothing in return. I thought that was a penance just to step away for that because, you know, that is penance and, you know, put a lot of thought into it. Of course, I feel terrible.
A SpaceX shipment has arrived at the International Space Station with berries, ice cream, and mice, and the first orbiting robot with artificial intelligence. The Dragon capsule reached the station Monday, 3 days after launching from Florida. Station astronauts used a large mechanical arm to grab the Dragon. There's also some super caffeinated coffee aboard the Dragon as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.